Everybody, welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. I'm your host, Elaine Turso, and I'm here with a very special guest. Miss Laura Holloman is one of our event sponsors for the Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit happening on January 17th, 2024. And Miss Laura, for those of you, for those that don't know you, would you kindly tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am the creator of the Endotype Formula, which is a personality profiling assessment that understands who you are from the inside out. With that, I've created the Endotype Branding System. So branding your business based on who you are. I'm a best-selling author and the host of the Raving Coaches podcast. I live in Merrimack, Wisconsin in a treehouse with my two teen sons.
Very nice. I love the treehouse. Like, can't wait to see that someday. So tell us more about how did you discover this endotype thing? Like, how did that come about for you?
Sure. So I've always been a personality typing junkie, right? Taken all the quizzes, DISC, Strength Finders, Enneagram. I took that one once. And then I had to take it again and take it again. It was like, at the end of it, it was like, you might have to take this two or three more times. And I was like, oh, I just did. I need wine. So I was enamored of all of them and used them in my coaching to be able to help me with sales, to be able to help me understand my clients better as a coach. And I ended up renting a space for my then fitness studio that was right down the hallway from another personality type junkie. In between clients, we would talk about this and talk about that, talk about this, talk about that. And through that and through continued research, started to see how a lot of these systems that were available and out there were incomplete and overlapped and forgot about, like Myers-Briggs, Jungian cognitive function. It's all based on brain function. Our quiz, the endotype quiz, is based on Jungian cognitive function. It asks you, do you think like this or that? However, we're not just thinking beings. We're also emotional and energetic. We have those little voices in our head that are like, well, who do you think you are, right? And so through psychology and all of these experts, the endotype formula was an idea that was ready to be born into the world. And I just could see the human Sudoku puzzle of it all and how it all kind of came together. So it's a very comprehensive personality assessment. Although our quiz is four questions, boom, boom, boom. Are you this, that, this, that? And then you get most people get their profile. My favorites when people get their profile and I get a message that says, yeah, screw you for knowing this much about me. Yeah. Those are my favorites because I know that it typed them correct and that it did reflect, that profile does reflect their internal dialogue and the internal struggles that they have with their endotype.
Yep. I remember the first time that Paige and I took the quiz because you were a guest on our podcast way long time ago.
Yep.
And I read my result and the first sentence said, Brene Brown says, clear is kind. I'm like, how the fuck does she know that I love Brene Brown? And that's like my favorite thing that she says. I'm like, wait a minute, right? It was very, very funny. And and then, you know, as I have gotten to know you better, you know, I also love personality quizzes and stuff like that. I'm an Enneagram 3 and I know my, you know, I'm an activator and the strength finders. I know all the things, right?
Yep.
But what I loved was how you kind of took that and decided to take it up a notch and really help business owners figuring out how can you apply this thing to your business. Can you talk a little bit more about the branding side of this and maybe what did you see business owners doing that made you say, this is not right. We got to change this. And here's a solution that I have.
Yeah. So having been a small business owner for over 20 years, I have made all of the branding and marketing mistakes.
Same.
That health, fitness studio that I had, I hired a business coach. And she came in and said, "Why is your place this weird?" And I said, "I don't know what you mean." And she's like, "Oh, you don't know?" And she basically took me, and it was like, you know, the scales falling off your eyes. She showed me all the things, the way my clients or prospective clients were seeing what I knew was just functional. This is a very functional space for me to train in. But even small things, like she's like, "Why don't you have spray and rags out?" And I was like, "We wipe down the machines." She's like, "Yeah, but if you don't have them out, people don't think you wipe them down." Mm. Oh, stop. Right? Mm. Little things that I didn't see. So, and then the other big piece of why I knew that I needed to bring it to business owners and really help business owners and specifically coaches is because when we were creating the endotype formula and I had that first version of the quiz, I typed everybody in my fitness studio and in my life coaching practice at the time. And out of all the people that I surveyed, and then I looked at it from who are my best clients, where's my income come from? 80% of my income came from three of a potential 16 endotypes. And I was like, stop. There's the pattern I want to crack. That's yeah. why I stuck with the endotype formula as long as I did, and uncovering what this was, because I wanted to know why those people bought from me and the rest of these people, they kind of came and went. Because if I could figure that out for me, first of all, I could run my business more effectively, but if it was duplicatable, mm-hmm. I could help other people. And other yeah. coaches
yeah.
run their business more effectively.
And figure out who.
yeah, who yeah. their people were. Mm-hmm. And then simplified the process even more when I discovered that there were brand personalities that overlapped with the endotype formula mm-hmm. quiz. Mm-hmm. So when you take the quiz, I already know, and you know, because you're trained in the endotype branding system now, they're one of three brand personalities. Mm-hmm. And the reason that matters is because, again, making all the wrong mistakes, right? When I was setting up those first few businesses, and I see coaches do this all the time, they're basically guessing at their branding and marketing. They're like, "Well, I look really good in yellow. I'm going to wear that for my photo shoot. And then that's going to become one of my branding colors." Mm-hmm. But see, yellow conveys a certain energy. Should yellow be in your brand? Should it not be in your brand? Just because you like to wear it really doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. And so not knowing that, a lot of coaches are getting into business. They don't understand branding and marketing because they weren't trained on that. Totally fair. I didn't understand it until I went and researched it and created a whole branding system. But we really have to get back to identity-aligned branding, mm-hmm. building the brand not based on who are your ideal clients? Who do you want to buy your coaching? Who are these people out here? But really coming from the position of who are you mm-hmm. as a coach? Mm-hmm. Now, let's just highlight that. Let's just spotlight that in all your marketing with great branding so that your clients are like, "Oh my word, that's the person. I don't want to work with anybody else. I don't care about other coaches. That's the one for me." Mm-hmm. And when we do it that way, a couple of interesting things, right? They get more clients, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. But you and I both know, and I know you know, because you were in the book with me, My Walk, My Way, and you wrote about our little friend imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm. That bitch, Sally.
That's right. That's right. Sally Saboteur. Mm-hmm. Right? We call it all kinds of different names.
Yep.
But it's basically the voice in our head, right? That's like, "Oh, I don't think you're the right person for that." And when our branding and our marketing has been created by somebody who uses the traditional model, the model they've been trained on, which is let's figure out what your clients like, and then let's manufacture a persona for you that will attract those ideal clients, but it doesn't quite feel like you. That heightens, that throws gasoline on the fire of imposter syndrome, as opposed to when we use identity aligned branding and people are like, gosh, I just get to be me in my business now.
Yeah.
It feels like me. Awesome. Be more you.
Yeah. I have absolutely loved being able to, like, once I got certified, right, being able to help a business. I've done it for two. Like, I've done full, complete transformations where we helped them figure out who their archetype was, created the beautiful brand guide, and then from that, rebuilt them a brand new website based on who they are as a person. And the difference is night and day, absolute night and day. And the look of, oh my God, on their face when they get, when like the big reveal happens, they are just like, oh my God, like how did you do this? And it's like, because we figured out who you are as a person. And this now represents and reflects who you are as a person, not necessarily what you do, because what you do doesn't really, like, people care, but they are coming because of you. They are buying you. You are pimping yourself out, right?
Yeah, it is. People want to know who you are, and they want to know that you understand their problem.
Yes, exactly.
They don't really care about, we care about our certifications because we had to work flipping hard to get them. And we care about, you know, our years in business, and we care about letters after our name because we've been told we need to care about those things. And the majority of your clients, you may have a very unique niche that cares about that, very analytical niche. But the majority, they don't care about that. And if they care about that, they care about that secondary to, oh my gosh, that's the problem I'm having.
Yep.
So when we're, I see a lot of coaches, right, who are trying to compete on price, who are trying to compete on, look, this is the school I went to, who are trying to talk about themselves, like, and their websites just scream, like me. And we need to go in, and that's one of the things that I get to do with my coaches, is I get to go in and help them develop that messaging that's less like me, and more, oh, friend, I see you. I see you, and this is the problem you're having.
Yep.
And this is what causes the problem you're having. Mm-hmm. Here's the way out. Mm-hmm. And that's what really converts people into sales.
Yeah.
And having that identity aligned, where there's no point, like that business coach that walked into my gym, where she went, oh, this is weird. Mm-hmm. With identity aligned branding, there's no point that our clients experience that, right? Where they meet us at a networking event, then they go snoop on us on our website. It doesn't feel the same. It doesn't vibe the same. It's not aligned with us. And they're like, oh, this is weird. Maybe I misunderstood and she doesn't do what I thought. Mm-hmm. It's going to do one of two things. If we don't have identity aligned branding, it either elongates the sales process, mm-hmm. or it causes clients to drop off before they ever sign up with this. Mm-hmm. Clients that you could be helping as a coach, that you are uniquely gifted to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you're not closing them.
Right. Yeah. Can you talk? So you are going to be one of our keynote speakers at the summit. Can you talk a little bit about what people can expect to hear from you during your 30-minute talk?
Absolutely. So we are going to talk about branding. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
And we're going to get a little bit more into identity aligned branding and why it's different than the traditional branding models. And why that matters, right? And if we have some VIPs on and some willing participants, we might even brand somebody that day. and show them their brand, because if they can take the quiz ahead of time, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I know they're one of three. We yep. can do a quick little interview and we can brand them right there. Mm-hmm. But it's really about getting it. I'm on this mission with small business owners right now because I just watched too many people go down the wrong path or a struggle path yeah. with the traditional marketing. So helping people to understand the difference and whether they choose to work with somebody like you or I who uses the Endotype model, they have to start understanding what they're looking for when they pick a branding person.
Yep.
And so we're going to start showing who those experts are that you need to be talking to. How do you know whether they're working with the traditional model that's going to take you off your path? You're going to waste time and money. And it's not going to be branded on you. Or whether they're going to be getting you close to your identity aligned brand.
Fantastic. Well, if people have not yet gotten their tickets, they are going to be totally missing out. It's only $47 and you get right? access to all of the panels and pre-recorded videos. You submitted two, right? So yeah. they're going to get double the juiciness. And you're going to get lifetime access and you'll be able to mastermind with our yeah. panelists. So I'm really super excited.
Well, and I think the thing, one of the things that people don't understand, right, is mm-hmm. that you run an excellent summit. This isn't just any summit, Elaine. This is an Elaine summit. And the reason that I chose to sponsor, I speak on a lot of summits and they're not automated and organized. They don't curate always the best guests. Mm-hmm. And I have never been disappointed at an Elaine summit with the guests or the way that everything flows and is organized. So I understand there's other programs like this. It's the first of the year. This summit is different. If you're yeah. a coach, you need to be here for this one.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. That is a very generous compliment. I love, love, love running summits because I love being able to connect people together, right? Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of networking opportunities, but also people have met somebody at our summit every single time I do one. Someone's like, oh my God, I connected with this person. And then this amazing thing happened.
Yes.
Yes. Like I love that they met at my summit and it turned into something magical and beautiful. And I just love being a part of their story, right? When they're like, how did you guys meet? Oh, we met at the summit, right?
Yep.
I love that. Yep. So thank you so much for coming to share with us a little bit. And I'm super excited to have you as always. Absolutely love you and everything you do. And I just love all of it. All of it. It's so awesome. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thanks for having me. Thanks for running the summit. Appreciate yeah. it. And we'll look forward to seeing everybody there.
All right. See you guys later. See you at the summit.